Thank you very much, and welcome back. Well, since we're not sure what, quote, tremendous amounts of soybeans are, since moving forward, trade details with China remain unclear, let's talk about cattle. Yesterday's Mexico Agriculture Secretary says there is still no date for restarting cattle exports to the U.S. That gave feeder cattle a bump to the high side, but let's look at the big picture. Pat Von Tesch of Professional Ag Marketing down in Luverne, Minnesota.
I guess the first thing that you need to say is that nothing's changed fundamentally, right? Like we still have just as many cattle around today as what we had 3 weeks ago. And we believe that beef demand, I'll touch on that in a second, but we believe that beef demand is just as good as what it was 3 weeks ago. So what gives, right? And so how can we have this kind of a sell-off and that bleeping futures market sort of a thing? But it's also, I think, worth noting that when you're at, I guess, this stage of the bull cycle, if you fast forward a couple months or a couple years and look back, this can be the reason why the bull cycle breaks, right? I mean, that also is a possibility. And I know so far I haven't said anything, but I'm just saying something in the sense that this can be the catalyst for a futures market break that sticks, quote unquote. And so I think part of the reason why that could happen is because, and we're seeing a little bit of this already, we're seeing open interest starting to drop in the cattle complex. It's getting a little bit harder to feel good about getting long and staying long in that market because of the increased uncertainty as it relates to, it doesn't matter if we want to talk about, importing or allowing the importation of feeder cattle from Mexico or some change with Argentina or Brazil as it relates to bringing more ground beef into this country. And so that increased heightened risk or uncertainty certainly is encouraging traders to leave the market. And so we might be missing or losing a little bit of that volatility opportunity, if that makes sense. The other thing that I just wanted to say was on the demand side of things, there is some concern. I mean, there's a reason why the Fed's cutting interest, right? They're not cutting interest rates just because Trump wants them to, right? They're cutting interest rates because they're concerned about the jobless, the jobs data that we're seeing. They're as concerned as the rest of us are about Amazon and Target and UPS, laying off, white collar work. I mean, there's all kinds of things that are happening today that's different than what was happening 3 weeks ago, 3 months ago, 6 months ago. And so anytime that there's some concern about a slowdown in economic activity, it causes concern for protein demand, right? Now, whether or not we can immediately connect those dots, usually we can't, but it is the futures market job to sort of do that for us, if you will, right? And so I do have some concern about that. And I do also think that, as we're talking about, CPI is still pretty high. That could be influenced just a little bit by all of this tariff stuff as well. And so what I've been encouraging our end users to think about just a little bit here, our protein guys, is just, maybe there is something that's changing here just a little bit on the demand side of the equation. And we just have to be cautious about that.
Comments from AgriTalk yesterday, Pat Von Tesch, Professional Ag Marketing in Luverne, Minnesota. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back and stick with the cattle conversation.